Chapter 10. Brothers, the goodwill of my heart and my supplication to God for them are indeed for their salvation. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to accurate knowledge. For because of not knowing the righteousness of God, but seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law, so that everyone exercising faith may have righteousness. For Moses writes that the man that has done the righteousness of the law will live by it. But the righteousness resulting from faith speaks in this manner. Do not say in your heart, "Who will ascend into heaven?" That is to bring Christ down. Or, "Who will descend into the abyss?" That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you in your own mouth and in your own heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching. For if you publicly declare that word in your own mouth, that Jesus is Lord, and exercise faith in your heart that God raised him up from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one exercises faith for righteousness, but with the mouth one makes public declaration for salvation. For the scripture says, "None that rests his faith on him will be disappointed." For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for there is the same Lord over all, who is rich to all those calling upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of Jehovah will be saved. However, how will they call on him in whom they have not put faith? How in turn will they put faith in him of whom they have not heard? How in turn will they hear without someone to preach? How in turn will they preach unless they have been sent forth? Just as it is written, "How comely are the feet of those who declare good news of good things." Nevertheless, they did not all obey the good news. For Isaiah says, "Jehovah, who put faith in the thing heard from us?" So faith follows the thing heard. In turn, the thing heard is through the word about Christ. Nevertheless, I ask, they did not fail to hear, did they? Why, in fact, into all the earth their sound went out, and to the extremities of the inhabited earth their utterances. Nevertheless, I ask, Israel did not fail to know, did they? First Moses says, "I will incite you people to jealousy through that which is not a nation. I will incite you to violent anger through a stupid nation." But Isaiah becomes very bold and says, "I was found by those who were not seeking me. I became manifest to those who were not asking for me." But as respects Israel, he says, "All day long I have spread out my hands toward a people that is disobedient and talks back."